love chatting with fellow foodies, and I'm just discovering what an amazing food lover you are. And I was just saying, I'm going to Ludlow next week. And you were like, wow, foodie heaven. Yeah, tell me where I need to go.
I do these little trips with my sister from time to time, or we have done all over the place. And they tend to be food based. And we like our trips to Michelin star restaurants, which we save up. I just absolutely love it. And I don't have pictures in my house. I actually hang menus.
That sounds fair enough.
I've got masses of them now. I collect them. So I have them all, you know, framed and stuff. So that's quite fun. But yeah, Ludlow was brilliant. We just stayed in a B&B. I'm just trying to rack my brains for the name of it. It was fabulous. I can't. Never mind.
You ate in a restaurant called The Frog.
Yeah, it was a pub actually that did really, really good food. I had grouse there. First time I've ever eaten grouse, but it was superb. So I recommend that. And I'm just trying to think. There is a Michelin star restaurant, Mr. Green or something Green. Can't remember exactly. We couldn't get in, but we did go and have a bit of a recce and have a look around, looked at the menu and, you know, sort of got a feel for the place and stuff. And it looked really, really good. So I think should think that was probably be quite a good bet.
I could frighten them with my three children, couldn't I?
Good. Yeah, you could. We actually, where we chose to eat was at Hibiscus, which is Claude Bozy. He's now in Maddox Street in London. He's moved Hibiscus from Ludlow to London. I'm a bit of a Hibiscus fan, actually. That's my favourite restaurant. So ate there when it was in Ludlow. It was absolutely out of this world. And I've eaten there once it's been in London, and it's superb.
And what about the smokehouse you were saying? There's a smokehouse?
Whilst we were on this trip, we did quite a bit. It was when I'd just started off as the manager here at the farm shop. So it was a bit of a busman's holiday, actually. But we went round and just, you know, trying to find local producers to the area and stuff like that, and came in contact with a chap called Mike Levisser. I'm not sure that's how you pronounce it, but anyway, he runs a place called the Organic Smokehouse, which is just outside Ludlow. Fabulous, really worth a visit. They do the most beautiful organic smoked salmon.
I have to try that.
Absolutely divine. And then you've also got around and about there, you've got a place called the Dairy House that makes really, really beautiful yogurts and desserts and things. It's fabulous. And you also got a very, very, very sweet place called September Organics, and they make wonderful ice cream on their farm. That's quite a small little place. It's in the middle of nowhere, but once you find it, it's worth it. They've got a tiny little shop, sort of honesty shop and stuff, and you can buy the ice cream, and it's gorgeous. And they make a really, really good elderflower ice cream. I can remember.
That sounds delicious.
I just ate it in the car. It's fab. it's really good fun.
So worth a trip, Ludlow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to try and find as many of those places as I can when I go. Thank you.
I hope I've remembered them all right. Yeah, I can't remember that Michelin.